voices from the WGN Christmas party last year, Wendy. Remember before any of our voices changed and we all sang that?
I was just going to say your voice lessons have paid off, Phil.
They have. Rick Goldschmidt is in the studio with us right now. He is the official Rankin-Bass historian, biographer, archivist, you name it. He knows it. Anything Rankin-Bass. How are you, Rick? Good to see you.
Good. Good morning.
I just saw you on my Facebook feed because a friend of mine, Suzanne's, was at what mall? Orland Hills or somewhere?
The Orland Hills Hallmark.
And she said, you've got to come see this guy. He's got this book. If you like all this stuff that we all grew up with, and that is the key, we all grew up with this Rankin-Bass stuff.
Yeah, it's a big part of a lot of people's lives.
It's really, when you think about it, it's one of the happiest elements of the holiday season is when we were kids, every night the networks would run one or two or three Christmas specials, and Rankin-Bass were among the very best.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's lasted so long because there's so much heart and warmth and quality went in before the name went on.
Yeah,
and you don't see much of that anymore in anything.
I have to ask you this because you know this stuff inside out. Wendy and I were talking about this last week. They ran for the first time this year. They ran the Rudolph special, the Rankin-Bass Rudolph special, and people were up in arms because they said, everyone in that special is so mean. They're mean to the elves. They're mean to Rudolph. And our point was they had to be mean to make that story pay off.
Well, that story was written not down to people. It was written with complexity.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa wasn't your just plain generic Santa. He was a little bit miffed at the elves, and he didn't like the holiday.
He had a business to run.
Right. And I saw this post by Huffington Post.
That's the one I'm talking about.
And I thought, what a bunch of angry people, you know, looking for things in Rudolph that are racist and angry and things. And it's like, give me a break.
Right.
Rudolph's been on for 53 years.
Yeah.
And it has so much heart and so much warmth. It's really the kickoff for the Christmas holidays for a lot of families. So to attack that, you're really stretching it.
Did the song come first, or was the song written in conjunction with the special?
Well, the song came after the storybook by Robert L. May for Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
And his brother-in-law was Johnny Marks, and he wrote the song. And he didn't want to do it as a television special.
He didn't.
Arthur was his neighbor, and they would see it each other at parties in New York, kind of like the Mad Men of of today. And he said, let's do a television special. And he said, no, I don't want to jeopardize the revenue from the song, because everybody was recording the song at the time. And he thought it would be overexposure. But it really turned out to be what Rudolph is known for, is the television special.
Yep.
You know what's kind of crazy is you kind of look like Hermie. Is that why you now work with Rankin-Bass?
And that's a compliment.
It is,
so you know,
totally. He's adorable.
Yeah. No, no.
Don't you see the resemblance, Phil?
Yeah, sure.
No, I didn't want to be a dentist growing up. I definitely wanted to get into the arts, and that's how I got into Rankin-Bass. It was knowing Jack Davis and Paul Coker, who designed the specials, and I said,
and they were writers at Mad Magazine also,
right? Right. Yeah. They were part of the gang of original idiots.
Yeah.
And they put me in touch with Arthur Rankin, and Paul Coker said, give Arthur a call in Bermuda, which I did.
And was he vacationing, or that's where
No, that's where he lived.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, yeah, sure, right. Give me two chapters.
Hmm.
And I sent him two chapters, and then he sent me a tape of his whole life story.
Really?
Yeah.
So you won him over.
Nice two chapters you put together there.
Right.
Very nicely done. The elf is Herbie or Hermie, because we hear both.
It's Hermie, H-E-R-M-E-Y, but it does sound like Herbie when they're saying Herbie doesn't like to make toys.
Yeah, it does.
I think some of the actors must have misread it, and they just left it in, is what happened.
So when you think about it, getting back to the meanness of it, the song itself, they talk about how Rudolph wasn't allowed to play any reindeer games. It has an edge to it, but again, that storyline needed an edge. You wanted to show how being a little bit different can be jarring, but in the end, it can pay off.
Well, Romeo Muller, who wrote the story, the screenplay, and all of the Rankin-Bass specials, he was very careful to make these underdog characters that people identified with, and they still identify with today. And there's all kinds of people that identify with those underdog characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then to have villains, instead of killing them off, to reform them, like the Bumble and Winter Warlock and all of these great villains, that was genius, because it's much more satisfying to see a villain reformed than to see one killed off or whatever. So he really came up with some ingredients for a satisfying special that'll last 53 plus years.
I love watching it. In fact, my kids were just whining, did we miss it? We didn't, right? I mean, isn't it replayed a bunch of times?
Now they rerun it a bunch of times, but back when we were all kids, you got one chance
to see
it and you were out.
Right. It was on already, but it's on again on the 9th of December. So.
Do you still, I mean, I know you've probably seen it 500 times. Do you still make it a point to just sit down and watch it when it's on?
I do put it on because I'm usually working on things, packing mail or whatever. And I want to see, like, what kind of advertisements they're running during the show. And there's a lot of nefarious things being advertised during it. Well,
what an interesting reason to watch it, though. I'm sorry. That's really interesting.
Well, there was... You know, they try to put on some of the CGI movie trailers during it, you know, to get these kids to come out and see the movies. And I saw this trailer for Ferdinand, which I recognized as a character when I was a kid from Disney.
Is it the bull?
Yeah, it was a bull.
Yeah.
But they got this bull, like, wagging his rear end around, and oh my god, it's like it's the worst.
Is it twerking?
I think so.
Ferdinand the Twerking Bull, is that the movie?
And they put that on during Rudolph, and I'm like, oh, that's very Christmas and heartwarming.
Not really at all. Rick Goldschmidt is here, the official Rankin Bass historian and biographer. We've got a bunch of dates coming up where you can see Rick and purchase his books. We'll give those to you in just a little bit. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Rick Goldschmidt is here. He's the official Rankin Bass historian and biographer. He's written several books on the topics. You can see Rick at almost any shopping center in the Chicagoland area. You're like the Tiffany of the 2000s, Rick. You're playing shopping center after shopping center. Which ones are coming up? What should we know about if people want to see you?
I'm doing some Hallmark Gold Crown stores, one in Frankfort, one in Homer Glen, Gurnee.
Vernon Hills
and Orland Square Mall.
Miserbrothers.com has your schedule.
Right.
It's all right there.
Can I just tell you, listening to that music, I love musicals, and what a production that music is. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, Maury Laws was the orchestrator for that, and it just had such a bouncy feel to it, and it's a magical feel.
It really is.
And Jules Bass wrote all the lyrics to the songs, like Put One Foot in Front of the Other and the Heat Miser and Snow Miser songs. Mm-hmm. Songs that people remember more than even the name of the special.
Right. They meant that much to us. All right. So in addition to having really interesting storylines, great characters, fantastic stop motion animation, they went out of their way to get big stars to do the voices. We heard Fred Astaire a little while ago, but Mickey Rooney is involved. Danny Kaye is involved. Burl Ives is involved. They really held no boundaries when it came to coming up with big talent, right?
No, and it's interesting. Arthur Rankin's family was in show business.
Yeah.
So his grandfather was Harry Davenport, who was in Gone with the Wind and many other famous movies. And his father was in Shirley Temple movies.
Really?
And his aunt was an actress. I mean, everybody in his family knew people in the business. So when he went to these big stars who he loved, who he grew up with, and said, this is something that you can show your grandkids.
Yeah.
They were sold.
That's all it took.
Yeah. And Art Carney used to tell me that he loved doing that special because he could show it to his grandchildren, and he loved it just as much as they did.
Now, he did, was it one of the Easter specials?
No, it was special? The Leprechaun's Christmas Gold.
Oh.
And he was Blarney Killicullarney. very very Irish dialogue in that special, but he did a great job, and he I swear to God, he loved it. And then when I sent them the books, he was just floored with them.
Yeah. Now, on some of them, like the one you just mentioned, that's not in heavy rotation. Is there still a way for people to see the lesser seen ones?
Well, Freeform shows a lot of them repeatedly, during Christmas, but they've stopped showing some of the, like the Little Drummer Boy book 2 and the Life Adventures of Santa. They used to show all of those, but they're not showing as many of them anymore.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Your books are fantastic and would make great Christmas gifts.
Oh, thanks.
And how many do you have now?
4. And the Enchanted World of Rankin-Bass's anniversary was November 20th of this year, 20 years. And it's 412 pages now. It's like almost to a phone book size, mostly color. And we could hardly keep that one in stock.
Where do we get that?
That's at miserbros.com, like the Heat Miser and Snow Miser. It's miserbros.com.
So when they do this stop motion animation, right, they have to build little miniature sets, and it's all physically there. It's not just drawn out. It's physically there. You went and then bought some of this stuff, right, over the years?
Yeah, I used to have Sister Teresa and Octavia from the first Christmas, which was a nice special from 75 with Angela Lansbury. And then just recently we brought Father Time to Chiller Theater in New Jersey, the Red Skelton puppet.
Really?
And the Red Skelton Museum wants to show it early this year, so we're trying to work out an appearance there. Yeah. They're in Indiana. And we had Smokey the Bear at the Shag Store in Hollywood. James Cagney did a voice in that.
He did?
Yeah, he was the narrator for the Ballad of Smokey the
Bear.
So it's like all these little puppets are floating around it, but most of them are in Japan, and we just discovered that there's another Santa, which is in Japan on display right now.
A Santa from Rudolph, yeah.
And Mrs. Claus is there, some of the reindeer.
Oh, that's excellent.
Tad Moshinaga was the head animator, and there's an exhibit on him in Japan right now with a lot of his artifacts.
That's beautiful.
Isn't this the coolest gig you have? I mean, come on, you grew up watching this stuff, and now to be working with it, that's so amazing. It's like your dream became a reality.
Well, I'm proud to be part of it because everything is so magical to their stuff, especially Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which we just heard. I mean, that tells you everything you want to know about Santa Claus.
Right, right, right.
And Romeo Muller came up with all of that. How did he ho, ho, ho?
Yeah.
You know, why does he go down chimneys?
Yeah.
You know, things we always took for granted just from what we knew came out of the Rankin-Bass specials.
Rick, has Tim Burton at some point said the reason I do the type of stuff I did is because of Rankin-Bass? He must have at some
point. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Tim Burton was influenced by Vincent Price's appearance in Here Comes Peter Cottontail. Yeah. He's so goth in that with his leather jacket and his gloves and his iron tail. That must have been Tim Burton's earliest thing he saw as a kid, and it turned him into wanting to reproduce that in Nightmare Before Christmas and everything else that he's done in film.
I didn't even think of that connection there.
It's so, all right. So for years and years and years, they talked about remaking the Rankin-Bass movie Mad Monster Party. They kind of did. Adam Sandler kind of did, right?
Right, right. And they're still talking about it. And I heard that the writers from Analyze This were working on a treatment, and it was in Variety. And Arthur called me up years ago and said that he had sold it to Frankie Avalon's son and Annette Funicello's daughter. And some of those people came and met me in California around that time.
Yeah.
But it's, you know what? You can't remake something that's a classic.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. And the reason that Mad Monster Party is so special is the puppets.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to recreate that puppet feel of Animagic that Rankin-Bass did on a computer? You can't do it.
It wouldn't be the same.
No.
No, it would never be the same. Well, it's always fun to talk to you, and these specials mean so much to us. And with the books, I mean, you really get to recapture the magic and enjoy it so much more. So again, Rick, if people want to see you, miserbros.com has your whole schedule, and you can purchase any of the books or anything you have for sale there, right?
Right, exactly. And I'll be at the Hollywood show, which I've never done before, with Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow.
Beaver!
Their first Chicago appearance in March. So I'm looking forward to that because it's a similar show to the ones I do normally, like Chiller Theater and so forth.
Oh, that's going
to
be fun.
Hey, Wally. Be so fun. Sorry.
Tell Mrs. Cleaver she looks magnificent. Tell her Billy Haskell said she looks magnificent. It's Rick Goldschmidt, everybody. He is the official Rankin Bass historian and biographer. And again, to find out more about his tour, go to miserbros.com, and all the books that we've been mentioning are for sale there. Have a great holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much. A quick break, some news, and then Eric Zorn, it's Bill and Wendy, WGN.